Sienna Retreat Center in Racine, Wisconsin is seeking candidates for their Director of Spiritual Guidance Initiatives position. This is a unique opportunity to grow the practice of spiritual companioning. Qualified candidates are experienced spiritual guides with a graduate degree in spirituality or related field. Details at siennaretreatcenter.org.
Ignatius House Jesuit Retreat Center in Atlanta is offering a workshop on the art of directing spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola, April 25th through 28th, 2024. Led by Father Kevin O'Brien, S.J., renowned spiritual director and author, this workshop is an invitation to delve deeper into your own experience and understanding of the exercises to better accompany others. Apply now at ignatiushouse.org.
Support for this SDI podcast comes from the Center for Spiritual Development, which invites you to an online mindfulness series for spiritual directors, enhancing your spiritual practices and deepening your listening skills as a spiritual director. There will be four sessions on Saturday mornings throughout 2024. Go to thecsd.org for details and to register.
Engage 2022 is SDI's first hybrid annual conference. This means it can be experienced in person in Santa Fe, as well as digitally through live apps and recordings. Engage 2022 is about deep listening and the lasting change it can create. It is about engaging with our shadow to find light, and it is about bridge building in the service of love-fostering engagement. Keynote presenters include Dr. Cornell West, Valerie Kaur, Father Greg Boyle, and more. Register now for SDI's 2022 annual conference at sdicompanions.org. Welcome to this episode of SDI Encounters, a podcast on spiritual direction and spiritual companionship. I'm Matt Whitney. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our work and the work of spiritual direction and spiritual companionship on our website, sdicompanions.org. Since writing Spiritual Direction Supervision, Principles, Practices, and Storytelling over 18 months ago for SDI Press, Lucy Abbott Tucker in her teachings has gained new insights and wisdom into the practice of supervision, which includes self-care, hints to giving and receiving feedback, secondary trauma, and new models of supervision. So Lucy Abbott Tucker, SDI co-founder and worldwide expert on spiritual direction supervision, has agreed to offer the community a 12-week online course on supervision. For the first time ever, experience and receive Lucy's supervision training in an online setting. I recently spoke to Lucy about the course and what participants can expect. I was surprised and encouraged by her responses as I sense a broad invitation for us and an expanding understanding of the supervision process and its necessity for spiritual directors and companions. Hi, Lucy. It's good to be with you this morning. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Matt.
And we're so grateful that you are going to facilitate this 12-week supervision course for us. Last time I think I talked to you was the conference in April, and we did your virtual book signing, and I know that you've been pretty busy since then. How have you been doing a lot of trainings or teachings during the pandemic or over the course of the past year?
It's interesting. As I'm kind of looking back over what has happened, I made myself a list of where I have been since, I guess, December of last year, since we're coming up to December. So here's my list, believe it or not. Las Vegas, Australia, Canada, Wisconsin, Malaysia, Kansas, California, and here in Chicago. If anyone had asked me if I would be doing Zoom meetings with these places, I would have said never. So it's quite amazing. When I first started doing things on Zoom, I thought, this is a poor second choice. I don't feel that way anymore. I think for many people, this is an excellent first source. And that's something I've learned through this time. Do I prefer face-to-face meetings? Yes. There's a exchange of energy that feels different than when I'm with people on Zoom. But there still is incredible learning and incredible connection through the camera. So I'm grateful and surprised.
Yeah, and I'm encouraged as well to hear you share that. I'm so grateful to hear that this medium has been good for you and allowed you to continue in your trainings. So you, of course, related to that, we are hosting a 12-week supervision course in January. We're doing it online. What can people expect who sign up for this training in January?
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I will probably say in the very first class is, I don't know how to talk about supervision without talking about spiritual direction. So I think what people can expect is to notice how spiritual direction and supervision fit together, and how supervision helps an individual to grow in their practice of the ministry of spiritual direction. So that would be probably the primary thing that I think people will notice and hear. I think they will get a practical, clear, and I would venture to say substantial understanding of the practice of supervision, how it's different than spiritual direction, but a complement to the ministry of spiritual direction.
Is supervision training, is it just for spiritual directors who wish to be supervisors for others? Or I think it's something more than that. Maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
You know, I always say, I think there are three components in supervision: self-reflection, education, and consultation. And by and large, spiritual direction is a very solitary ministry. You go into a room, you shut the door, and the only people who know what happened is you and the people who are there with you. And the people who are there with you, whether it's an individual or a group, are free to walk out the door and talk to anybody they want about what happened, and you are not. And so one of the things that I think is really important in supervision is to help people learn to be accurately self-reflective, so that at some level, they learn to be self-supervising. Now, do I think it helps to have an external individual or group to be in supervision with you? Absolutely. But there are many people in many places who don't have that opportunity on a regular basis. And so I think, I hope would be a better choice of words. I hope this workshop helps every spiritual director to look with gentleness and accuracy at their own ministry, so that they can continue to be responsible to the people they're seeing, to the ministry, and mostly to themselves. So while we will spend a fair amount of time talking about supervising others, and a lot of people do that in training programs or in peer supervision groups, I think individuals also benefit from this workshop. That would be my hope.
Yeah, no, I received that. It is a broad invitation for anybody who works in spiritual direction to, mm-hmm. to understand how to be reflective about their practice, to yes. bring some accountability into their work and to get better, I mm-hmm. guess, to grow as a spiritual director and improve.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Lucy Abbott Tucker has been a member of SDI since its inception. She began her ministry of spiritual direction at the Institute for Spiritual Leadership in Chicago. She worked there preparing people for the ministry of spiritual direction for 32 years. Since 2015, she's been doing freelance work in spiritual direction and supervision. Lucy believes spiritual direction has the power to help heal our world and values the opportunity to support spiritual directors in this work. So for people who know you, and there are a lot of people who know you and love you, and have done supervision training with you in the past, is there anything new that they may receive or discover in doing this training with you?
I hope so. You know, one of the benefits of doing this work, these workshops, is that I learn something new every time I do one. And my desire is to incorporate that new that I've learned in each new workshop that I do and I offer. So a couple of things that I have fairly recently added that people who have done prior workshops would be some work on secondary trauma, which I think is really important right now because so many people who are coming for spiritual direction right now are talking about the trauma that they or their family are experiencing, particularly through COVID, and more I'm hearing through climate change. And as spiritual directors, we're experiencing that very same trauma. So it's harder to let go of the stories that people have shared with us and the experiences people that share with us. And so I think as spiritual directors, as anyone in helping professions right now, the incidence of what is called secondary trauma is much greater. So that's one thing that I talk about. I have a new model of supervision that I've created from the last supervision workshop that I gave. And I talk much more about qualities for giving and receiving feedback to people. So those are kind of the newest elements that I have.
Yeah, wonderful. And I really hear from you just a sense that like spiritual directors are people too, that that the things that people, seekers that are sharing with us, things that they are working through are things that we can relate to. They're things that we are working through as well. And we need space to work through those things.
That's right. Yeah. The other thing that I would say about people who have already done it and coming back, I think we can always deepen our learning. You know, it's like there are some books that you read again and again because there's something new each time you read them. And I learned a little bit about deepening. I was in my early 20s and I was making a directed retreat. And I was given the passage of the prodigal child to read and reflect on for my day's reflection. And I did that and I went back and saw my supervisor the next day and I shared with her all about my reflections and what I had learned and how I rubbed that story up against my life and, you know, all the things that you talk about. And at the end of our meeting, she said to me, Lucy, I'd like you to use that story again tomorrow. And I said, okay. And I walked out of the room and I thought, well, I didn't get what I was supposed to get. Like there was something she was waiting for me to say that I didn't say. Or so what I did is I went into the library and I got out the Jerome Biblical Commentary. And I thought, if there's a right answer in here that I didn't have, it'll probably be in the Jerome Biblical Commentary. And I was sitting there reading the Jerome Biblical Commentary and my spiritual director walked past and she said to me, what are you doing? I said, well, clearly I didn't get whatever I was supposed to get out of yesterday's reading because you told me to do it again. And she laughed and she said, Lucy, it's about deepening, not about what's right or what's wrong. And I think each time we repeat something, we deepen it inside of ourselves. Now, people are going to hear some of the same stories because I have a limited amount of them. But maybe we hear them a little bit differently or relate to a different character. Or maybe we were daydreaming the last time, which I totally encourage, daydreaming during my workshops.
Yeah.
So I would hope that people would find it beneficial to listen again.
Sure. Well, we change, right? I mean, we're always changing. And so when we hear a story again at a different time, it's very likely that we hear it and receive it differently because we're different than the first time we heard it.
And absolutely.
So certainly there are new things to glean and new ways to receive a story that we may not have considered. That's a really beautiful understanding, I think. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would like to share about anything?
Well, I guess what I have found myself saying recently is that I have come to see the work I do in spiritual direction and the work I do in supervision as the way I am generative in this world. And that feels like an incredible privilege. And what I hope is people take what I say, what I've learned from the many, many marvelous men and women who have sat with me in either spiritual direction or supervision, rub it up against their own life experiences, and take in what fits and let go what doesn't. I have been so privileged to work full-time in this ministry for coming up to 40 years. It's an incredible gift. Just the privilege of passing on some of what I have been taught and some of what I have learned is wonderful.
Yeah, well, you... I just want to affirm what a gift your teaching has been to so many people, myself included, so many spiritual directors and to SDI in an ongoing way. Yeah, we all are better for your generative work in the world. Yeah. So thank you for taking the time to talk with me this morning. Thank you for continuing to teach and for jumping into this 12-week course with us.
Great. It'll be an adventure.
Lucy's course will include an online training for spiritual directors who wish to become supervisors, and also for those seeking to improve and build on their supervision and accountability skills, 12 weekly Zoom sessions with Lucy Abbott Tucker, access to our online learning platform with videos, print resources, and other content, new tools to cultivate online community with your peers, and the ability to participate live or at your own pace, since all sessions will be recorded. Learn more about this 12-week supervision course on our website, sdicompanions.org.
If you're enjoying this podcast and you want to help us share and spread the word about the life-giving practice of spiritual companionship, you can help us out by subscribing to this podcast through your favorite app. You could give us a like or even write us a review. Thank you for listening. This is Matt Whitney with Spiritual Directors International. Thanks again for listening. Your time and your presence here are deeply appreciated. If you liked this show and would like us to continue making them, please do subscribe now while it's fresh on your mind. Also, we would love to hear from you, so please feel free to send in your comments and suggestions to the email address podcast@sdiworld.org.
SDI is the home of spiritual companionship. Learn more about us and our work on our website, sdicompanions.org.